Okay, this is a demonstration audiobook. I'm leaving Glenmire, leaving the outside of Café Beva, and we've just come out of a shop where I bought some fish. So any of you who don't like fish can happily unlisten to this boo. But we bought some fish, didn't we, Roger Overall?
We did. Well, one of us bought fish. You bought fish. I didn't buy any. Yeah. I looked and I smelled.
Why didn't you buy some fish?
Because I don't think we're having fish for dinner tonight. I don't think the weekly meal schedule allows for impromptu fish tonight.
Okay. Well, we're having fish tonight. We're having seafood, whatever you call it. 2.5 fists, I think it was, plus a few mussels from Ballycotton Seafood.
It did look very, very appetizing, I have to say. It was, and squid as well, which I don't think you always see at fishmongers, do you? Squid?
It's a long time since I've seen a full squid like that laid out.
Yeah.
And this is not going to be an audio boo about food, sure it isn't. This is I know you major on food producers in your business, right? You major on featuring them, right? But I'm a food consumer, so we're not. This is not a. How are the girls in the back? Okay, one of them has coughed. The other one is totally engrossed in. What are you doing, Emily?
Concentrating on a cough.
Who coughed? Was that
Emily?
Emily coughed. Right. Okay. And what did Omani Dot do?
Sit there doing nothing, just blowing into her cardigan.
Yeah, you're right, I see. And you're absolutely...
There's a playground there.
No, we're not going. How long do we spend the playground today?
I didn't mean in that... In the playground there. Can we go to that playground?
No, life is a playground. We're finished with playgrounds. We're driving back through Glenmire, past all these lovely verdant trees, and we're going through the tunnel, guys.
Yeah, I want to go home.
When we get to the tunnel, you can all shout and see if you can get an echo, okay?
Okay. But you have to open the window.
Okay, I'll open the window going through the tunnel.
All four of them,
but on one condition.
What?
The condition is that you have to shout at your very loudest.
Yes.
No whispers. Emily, are you up for that?
No. Shouting.
No, if you're not prepared to shout, and I know you can shout, Emily.
I want to shout.
Well, you two have to have a discussion about that in the back.
Well, why can't I shout and she doesn't?
Because I said both people have to shout.
Please shout.
Roger, while they're discussing this, right, can drive along with my daughter in the car like this. Hands-free, right? Totally, you know? Do you see any risk?
No.
Would you be aware there was a recording taking place?
I wouldn't. Not if you told me, no.
This car is specially kitted out for recording audio.
Is it?
The phone is in a special holder. Would you care to describe the phone?
Well, the phone is in a leather holder. I see it has 5 prongs. I'm trying to be eloquent and describe a leather glove here. It is in fact being held in place by a leather glove.
And where is the leather glove sitting?
It's on the dashboard in front of you on the right hand side.
Is it safe?
I would think so.
Is it completely safe?
Well, not if you had to stop quickly, no.
Or if I hang a right or left turn, it'll go flying across the dashboard.
Well, I haven't seen it do that so far, and we've taken quite a few turns. Mind you, I haven't done them at speed, so... Maybe if we could trial a bend in a minute at speed.
Yes.
Yes. No, you can't have the iPhone because it's recording an audio boo.
Then.
You can have the iPad if I could remember where I put it.
Oh, you put it down there. You can't reach it.
Right. Well, what's Emily doing?
Sitting there on a Rubik's Cube.
And what's Rocky doing? Rocky is eating a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah.
Has it been rubbed with cheese?
No.
So, Roger, this is how the studio works. This is where stories are told. This is where stories are made.
This is the mobile studio, yes.
This is a mobile studio, yeah. Now, you know, when I get enough money from, you know, hopefully some client will hire me someday.
Ooh.
and I get enough money to actually possess something which will fix to the front of the car, do you know something which is ideally designed to hold the iPhone so that I can use it to good effect while driving?
Yeah, you can get...
Dad, everyone won't let me play on the iPad.
I don't listen to tales from anybody.
It's not a tale.
I'm not interested in hearing about Emily from you. I'm interested in hearing about Emily from Emily. So what did you say?
Well, yes, you can get these holders with a sucker.
Are they any good? Have you ever used one?
I have. I've used a friend's, or a friend used his in my car.
Can you name them? And are they on Twitter? Because I want personal recommendation.
Peter Carr.
Hey, quiet! 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 Okay. Grace, it's your job to sort that out because Emily is crying now. I want something sorted out back there. Right? Hey! Yeah. Are you grabbing the iPad? Right? Okay. One person can have the iPad going over through the tunnel, Emily.
Okay,
right? Right? And I'll give you the iPad when we drive off, Emily, because of this, right?
I'm just curious. Right? The tunnel is coming up. Are people going to be...
Are you ready for shouting?
Are people going to be shouting? Possibly not.
If we don't get shouts, what will the consequences of no shouts?
I'm
opening the windows now. Oh, I can't open the rear windows. Sorry, this is a very basic car. Okay, guys, you ready? We're about to enter the Jack Lynch Tunnel, 620 metres long, under the River Lee in Cork, with the windows open. 1, 2, 3. Silence and a general feeling of well-being has returned.
Calm has been restored.
Calm. So, Roger, would you ever consider turning your vehicle into a recording studio?
Well, I did once. All the way up to a wedding in Adair from Cork, I just rambled and talked to myself about my business, if you like. And I actually got a speeding ticket while I was doing it.
Were you doing, approximately?
I was doing approximately 59 kilometres.
Per hour?
Per hour.
In a what zone?
I was doing it just after a 50-mile...
So you got done for 9 kilometres per hour?
Yes.
Well, you deserve it, you road rage man, you...
Dreadful.
How dreadful? Did you tell your wife?
I was doing 59.
Did you tell your wife?
I did.
You don't have to answer all my questions, by the way.
No. Yeah?
Did she take it out of your housekeeping?
Nothing to hide from my wife.
Did she take it out of your housekeeping?
She didn't.
How much did you pay?
€80.
€80?
And 2 points.
And 2 points?
Yes. And I'd only just cleared my license, the 2 points I'd got 3 years before.
Oh my goodness. Did that put you off doing all future audio studio work in your vehicle?
No. It's just pure coincidence that I got a speeding ticket while doing it.
Oh, you mean you weren't wrapped up in your own conversation so much that you took your eye off the...
Well, quite possibly that's what happened. That I just didn't see the sign going from 60 to 50.
But you're not blaming Audio Boo?
No.
Oh, thank goodness, because they would defend themselves against the accusation, like Ryanair would defend themselves against accusations.
I'm quite capable of taking blame for my own actions.
Okay, so as we go around this little roundabout here, which says Passage West R610, and there's an Indian restaurant advertising itself in that direction, what's going through your head as a review of the day we've had together?
Well, it's a very rich day. I think everybody says that when they've been around you for any period of time. The number of concepts that were discussed, the number of issues that were illuminated, and the number of avenues that were lit up and the issues clarified, it's quite remarkable. So it's been a very good day, and it's been It's been one of those days where multiple things were accomplished at the same time, without either of them being affected detrimentally. None of them suffered for being serviced at the same time. So while I was out with you for a day, I was able to spend time with my daughter. She in turn was able to be out of the house and spend time with your daughter. They got on like a house on fire.
And don't forget the dog.
Don't forget the dog. And they got on like a house on fire until very recently. but it was, yes, it was a very good...
I blame Apple and the iPad for the recent falling out.
I blame the fact that you don't have two iPads.
If I had two iPads, I'd be all right. Roger, you're right. The car needs a second iPad.
That's...
Perhaps we could get a second iPad sponsored.
I think so.
Can you think of anyone who would sponsor a second iPad?
Barbara, if you're listening to this, can we have a second iPad, please?
Barbara who?
No, this is a lady who works for Apple. Who I know through Aidan Enright at Smarter Egg.
Oh, another Smarter Egg community connection, is it?
Yes. She was at the Smarter Egg do the other night, actually.
Well, Smarter Egg is how we began the day, isn't it?
It is.
Did you eat an egg before you went to Smarter Egg?
Did I have an egg for breakfast this morning? No, I didn't. Not this morning.
I have a confession.
You did?
Yeah. Okay. No, I had 3 boiled eggs last night.
Last night,
I had 3 boiled eggs. And only one of them was a little bit soft.
Sure.
That was after a weekend of the most wonderful food over in Bath in the UK. And I'd had my fill of rich food.
Oh.
Or even semi-rich food. So last night it was toast and boiled eggs. What do you? Here we are, back where we began the day. How many hours ago? We're in the Rochestone Park Hotel.
9:30 to 5 o'clock. What's that? That's 8 hours, is it? 7.5 hours?
We've had 8 hours?
No, it's not. We've had...
How many holes of golf could we have played with Dan McLaughlin, the Dan Plan, during this time, if we really put our mind to it?
What, with my level? One.
One?
No, probably just about managed 2 rounds of golf at my level in that time.
36 holes? That's pretty good, Roger. Would we have been better on the golf course and ditched the kids? Actually, I've got a daughter who wants...
There's an idea.
Okay, I've got a daughter who wants to be a caddy.
Really?
Haven't I, Omani Dot?
Ah,
do you want to be a caddy?
Yeah.
Emily, do you want to be a caddy? Would you carry your dad's golf clubs while we play golf on a golf course?
What if we got an electric cart and you could drive the electric cart?
Yeah.
That would be great.
What if we bribed you with sweets? Would that be any good? Every hole we played, you got a bag of sweets?
No, I'm just looking at the 3 people in the back.
Okay,
seat.
We've got
long shaggy hair. All 3 of
That's
them.
That's the dog.
One of them's a dog, but the other 2 have got long shaggy hair as well.
Okay, look, this is the end of the audio recording here. I'm going to give the last word to the person who'd like it. Who wants the last word?
Goodbye!
Sounded like Emily. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say anything. Who wants the last word again?